everyone. Thanks for joining us for this quick mini-sode. I have back with us our very first guest, Jody Webster. I realized as soon as I'd finished editing the episode that I'd forgotten to ask him about his annual horror movie event that he's put on every October for the past few years. So I asked him to come back on and talk about it. Hey, Jody, how's it going?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. So tell everyone about Video Nightmares.
Yeah, so starting in 2017, I've always done like a horror movie marathon for myself every October where I try to pick 31 movies and watch through them. And, you know, sometimes I made it, sometimes I didn't. But in 2017, I decided I wanted to open it up to some friends and see if other people wanted to watch with me, both to kind of hold me accountable and make sure that I would actually watch movies, and just to have someone to talk to, make it a little more fun. And so I started a Facebook group with, I think, maybe 20, 30 friends at the beginning. And now we have, at last count, it was 260 people in the group. And I've got a list that I put together each year. In the past, I've always done all Netflix. That was intentional to make it easy because I figured most people had Netflix. But this year we switched to Amazon Prime because everyone said they had Prime too. And Prime has a lot more old movies. Netflix has gotten away from, you know, picking up a bunch of older stuff, and they mostly just do their own original things. And so instead now we're on Prime. I've got 80s movies, 90s movies, some from every time period between now and I think 1980 is the earliest one. And, you know, we watch movies every day and discuss them, and it's a lot of fun.
Cool. Yeah. I think last year was the first year that I participated, and it was fun to discuss all the movies after, though I did not watch all of them. I watched like maybe a handful, but it's definitely a great way to like discover new movies that you haven't seen before.
Yeah. That's part of the reason I do it the way that I do is I know not everyone's going to watch 31 movies in October. That's a lot. People have lives. You know, if you miss a day, you don't have to worry about it. So if you can only watch the movie on the 3rd and the 10th and the 14th or whatever, like you can jump in on those days. You know which movie's playing that day. People can jump in. And I really do try. You said it's a good way to discover movies. That's kind of what I try to do when I'm putting these lists together. I really spend way too much time on these lists. I think this one probably took me a good week of gathering movies and making cuts and watching trailers and reading reviews and trying to come up with a list that had a lot of variety in it, stuff that kind of hidden gems that I knew about, but maybe some other people didn't, because it's October. And so it's not all horror movie fans who obsessively watch this stuff all year long like I do. There's a lot of people who only watch scary movies in October. And so, you know, they may be familiar with the big ones, but you know, they didn't see Motel Hell from 1980. And so this is their chance to find out about it.
Yeah, that's awesome. I definitely haven't seen Motel Hell either. I don't think I've even ever heard of it before.
I actually haven't seen Motel Hell either, but it's got the best tagline. It's about a guy who kidnaps people and then like harvests them to make sausage. And the tagline is, it takes all kinds of critters to make Farmer Vincent's fritters. And yeah, I know the line more than I know the movie, but yeah, I couldn't resist that.
So how many of the movies have you seen and how many have you not seen?
So I looked at Letterboxd the other day when I was putting the list together. I think I've seen 14 of them. Okay. And that's intentional because I want to make sure we have some good ones in there. If they were all new to me, there's a chance that we could have 31 terrible movies in a row, even with good reviews. And so I make sure to sprinkle in some that I know are good.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Yeah, well, the first year that I opened this up, we started on day one with the movie Holidays, which I thought looked kind of fun. It's an anthology, kind of horror comedy. It was awful. And I'm easy to please with movies, but it was terrible. There were so many bad segments. And Kevin Smith had a segment in there that was just the worst thing I've ever seen. And that was the first day. And so I felt like it kind of put a bad tone for the whole thing. And so after that, I always made sure to put a good movie at first that I'd seen and knew was good. So I think the next year we watched Oculus.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
I love Oculus so much. Then we did Carrie. And this year we've got Behind the Mask, The Rise of Leslie Vernon, which I haven't seen in years, but I love, it's such a great movie. So it's a fun way to get started.
It is a great movie. I watched it a few weeks back.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, and I'm also really excited that you have Better Watch Out on your list.
Yeah, yeah. There were three Christmas movies in the running. We had Better Watch Out, Rare Exports, and Anna and the Apocalypse. And I didn't want three Christmas movies on the list. Those are all three good movies. But I put out a poll to see what people wanted to see the most, and Better Watch Out won. So that made the list.
Awesome.
I do let other people contribute to the list making like that.
Yeah, I saw all the posting in the Facebook group last week. I was away. I was in the Catskills, though, so I totally missed all the voting. So sorry about that. But, you know, I just would have voted for the Scream movies all the way through.
Yeah, none of them are on Amazon, unfortunately.
Oh, that stinks.
This may be the first year we don't have a Scream movie on there.
Oh.
We'll survive.
Yeah. Yeah, so where can everyone find out about what's going on and how to join?
Yeah, so like I said, we have a Facebook group, and you can search for October Scarathon. Or, to save time, I have a website set up. It's octoberscarathon.com. And on that site, it's got all of the movies with links to their streaming on Prime. Down at the bottom of the page, though, it's also got a place to join the Facebook group, to see the list on Letterboxd. I've got a link to a Google Calendar, so you can automatically add this to your calendar and have it all right there with your, you know, normal to-do list and stuff.
Oh, it's so great. I love the Google Calendar.
Yeah. And then this year, I added something new. I made a Patreon because this does take a lot of work. And so I wanted to give people a chance if they wanted to contribute and be a part of it, then cool. It's not necessary to participate, but it is just a little extra, and there's some little bonuses in there.
Yeah.
Because I've attempted to do this, not just in October, but to do it year round, maybe not one movie every day, but to do, you know, like weekly movies and things like that. And I think it'd be a lot of fun to get a lot of people involved and just watch movies all year long.
Yeah, definitely. I think that sounds great. And I think there are a lot of other horror fans who would agree with you.
Yeah, like I said, this year we went from 190, we're already up to 270, and it's just been a few weeks that people have been joining in. So this is a lot of growth this year. I think we're starting to snowball a little bit as more and more people know about it. They have friends to invite, and then they have friends to invite. And so it's really cool just to watch this become more than just me and a handful of friends, but you know, an actual thing, a little community coming together.
Yeah, definitely. It's you and 270 of your closest friends.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being here. If you're listening and you want to join, go to videonightmares.com and get in on the fun. It starts on October 1st. So when you hear this, you'll probably have 3 or 4 days before we start up. Thank you, Jody, for coming on and telling us about it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks again for listening. I hope you'll be joining Jody and me for the October Scarathon this year. For more information, you can go to octoberscarathon.com or videonightmares.com. Add us on Twitter if you're joining in. As always, you can follow us on Twitter at Who's There Pod. We're on Instagram at Who's There Podcast, or you can feel free to shoot us an email at thewhostherepod@gmail.com. As always, stay scary and wear a mask.